I've talked with Deke and Mr. Hoover, and here's what I find and believe. At about 2:35, Deke's always specific with his time, sometimes right, sometimes wrong, but he says about 2:35 Sunday there was hand delivered one letter to the mail office on the fifth floor of the FBI, one letter hand delivered, that he is confident that Mr. Hoover had no prior notice of it, no prior communication one regarding it. This is Sunday. He reviewed the letter, discussed it with Mr. Hoover, who stated verbally over the phone, and it's very hard for him to get to talk with Mr. Hoover on Sunday, he said. He gets fussed at when he does. Hoover told him over the phone what he thought should be said in reply. They drafted it up, presented it to him at about 10 o'clock. Mr. Hoover signed it, delivered before 10:30 to Senator Monk the morning. He said that, Deke says that he believes in a private limited meeting, particularly if you were present, that Mr. Hoover would be sweetness and light and keep a very cautious position that would be basically that this is not his prerogative, which is the word he uses, that the matter of security is a matter of numbers, that with the agents they can handle it, and doesn't appear to be talking about many agents. Now, Mr. Hoover is quite excited about the whole thing. He, as you know, the committee has written me a letter asking me to request him to come up and testify publicly. I think that there is very substantial risk in his testifying publicly. I think it comes, the risk is that if he is pursued by any of the conservative members of the committee about espionage in this country, he will make some extravagant statements. He will say that these Russians come in here with these groups of visitors, and they come through the embassy, and they go over the country, and they take pictures of missile sites, and they get them out of magazines, and we just sit ducks for espionage, and we catch some. And if he got excited, and if he were pressed by these people, I think it could be very harmful. On the other hand, I think that if it would be persuasive with the senators, if what he has to say is really significant to them, that we could use him in a limited meeting with just a few people there, as few as possible, and that if you were present, he would be...
You talk to Nick and get him to talk to the Secretary of State. Nick talked to Fulbright, and I don't want to be in a position of interfering with what they are doing up there. I thought this ought to be done the other day, but nobody else really was sure, and I wasn't sure, and I never thought the damn fellow would do us this way. But I talked to Nick and Rusk and them this morning. You talk to them, and you all try to get an agreement after Nick talks to Fulbright. He's got a better relationship with him than he has with me and Mansfield. And then let me know what you want done. If you want me to have a meeting, I will. I thought we ought to have Fulbright with him, but I was afraid both of them would be petulant. I'm afraid they both will now, and I'm afraid that Fulbright will say, well, God damn it, if you feel that way, you come testify for the committee. That's what he told me the other day. But see what you can do with Nick, and get Nick to work with Fulbright, and then you all decide whether you want me to have a meeting. If so, tell me when.
Very good.
I understand, have you finished up your case over there? Somebody said the defense had rested.
I talked to him about 15 minutes ago, and we had not heard back from Bittman yet. We'd had a report on the morning part, and it seemed to me like the defense scored some pretty good blows, but I haven't heard anything on the afternoon yet. There was a hope at lunch that they would be able to close this afternoon.
Okay, I see.
Clear.
I see.